WHYY's Violet Comber-Weiland reports resources are available for people dealing with the trials and tribulations of living in one of Philly's aging homes.
The city has many programs available for homeowners needing repairs, including ones specific to seniors and low-income homeowners. One resource outside of the city is the Habitat for Humanity's Home Repair Program. Program Director Andrew Thane says the city's poverty rates, coupled with aging housing stock, can leave many Philadelphia homeowners in need of repairs.
We see people in situations where they're not living in a home that is safe, warm, and dry. And we want to ensure that we're able to help as many homeowners in that situation that we can.
This program is just one example of the many organizations offering help throughout the city. You can read our full guide on Philly home repairs, including how to apply for the Habitat for Humanity program, at billypenn.com. For Billy Penn, I'm Violet Comber-Weiland, WHYY News.
Last week, a U.S. soldier was criminally charged after he won $400,000 on Poly Market, betting on his team's raid to remove Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Poly Market lets people bet on real-world events like elections and economic trends. A Pennsylvania lawmaker has submitted legislation that would prohibit bets by users with information not available to the public. The bill, filed by Representative Tarik Khan of Philadelphia, would also prohibit bets on high school sports.
If folks are actually betting on high school games when there's just too much of a risk of corrupting and adulterating the purity of these sports. So we want to make sure that there's sort of clear guardrails.
Penalties would be of $50,000 or double the value of the wager, whichever is higher. And for your Philadelphia weather forecast, today it's 65 degrees and sunny. Expect a high of 76 and a low of 59.